Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Hello, Chicago!
Coffee's for closers only.
You should sit. This is bad.
Cody Parkey, who scored 9 of Chicago's 15 points in the game, I might add, is with us exclusively. Cody, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sure you just love seeing that video over and over again.
Yeah. Put that coffee down.
Pretty good kick, you know, felt good off my foot, and then looking up, and then I saw it hit the upright, and then hit the crossbar, and I'm like, sure, surely it'll go in.
What are you, stupid?
Here's Pete and Jay on 7. What?
Jane.
Jane, me Tarzan.
You,
okay. Here's Tarzan and Jane on what?
P-E-T-E. Pete. I'm Pete.
Okay, so the Tarzan part was wrong.
Right.
Okay. I've got it now. Jane. No, I'm sorry. I Here's Pete and Jane on 720 WGN.
720 WGN, it's Tarzan and Jane on this Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
How are you feeling? That was Cody Parkey in the open.
I was punching the air when that open was going.
I'm still angry. We will get to in just a second. He was on the Today Show Friday morning. Everybody gets a trophy.
Everybody gets a medal. Poor Cody.
Pete McMurray, right. Jane Monzuris, happy Sunday. Turned into a beautiful day.
The sun is shining. I feel great. I'm so happy.
I shoveled today. I don't need to work out on days like this. I love
it. No, shoveling counts as a workout day in my book. I mean, as the host of Living Healthy Chicago on WGN-TV Saturday mornings at 9, working out also equals shoveling the snow.
You're working the heart, aren't you?
Yeah, and the whole body. It's a full body workout, cardiovascular, muscular. You're going to get some back in there. You're going to get some arms, some legs.
So this is how it works out at the McMurray house. Yeah. We wake up. I get everybody to go to church. And they yell at me the entire time. We go to church.
Because you're late.
Get a little food on the way home. I make a deal with Charlie McMurray, who's 13, who should be shoveling the walk.
Yes.
Charlie, you do all your homework now. I'll shovel the walk. Knowing to myself that I want to shovel because, you know,
you get the workout. And you don't have to help Charlie with his homework.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Sarah takes care of the homework. I'm shoveling and I just keep going down the street. So I'm doing the entire sidewalk down the street.
And everybody loves it.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're buff and dumb.
And what?
Dumber. Because you didn't do the homework. Do you get it? Because I think when you do your children's homework, you actually get smarter. They're studying some really good stuff these days.
Oh, it's so hard. He's in eighth grade. Forget it.
It's hard. You can't do it. That's why you're like,
Google it.
Sarah, can you do this work for me?
I mean, every parent listening right now can just sympathize with this. It's tough.
I can't imagine.
And studying for the high school exam, forget it.
You did it once and you forgot.
I barely made it through school.
Right. Now you got to do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you're shoveling.
Yesterday, we spent a lot of quality time together.
Yes, we have, Pete. I just saw you.
A former Blackhawk, Jeremy Roenick, is going to be coming by around 1:35. We spent the day with him yesterday.
We did.
Because Jane and I, we did Soul Cycle in Old Town with Roenick.
Because he loves Soul Cycle. Yes. You've Soul Cycled with him before, and you said, Jane, you want to join us? And I said, yes. And you said, I'm going to win class. So Jeremy and I were like rolling our eyeballs backwards, going, you can't win.
I'm just trying to get the competitive juices
There's
going.
There's no competition.
Yes, there is. There's always a competition.
It was a great class. I loved it.
It was wonderful.
It was packed, and I don't love, you know, there's lots of people, but you know what? When I get on my bike, and I'm going, the music's off, and kick in, the lights, and it's great.
I could give advice to the Soul Cycle people, and I've taken many classes in Chicago, New York, I took a few in Bryant Park, right in Midtown.
Soul Cycle.
They need to turn down the microphone just a little.
No,
it's
I liked it.
It's a little bit too loud.
And by the way, I loved when she flipped the lights on, and she was right there at the front. Right? She was right in the front of the room and it's like all dark and she's like, come on, but and then she flips the light and she's like, go, and then she flips them off. It's like she's she's on a show.
It was a little bit too much for me.
I loved it. There was no circulation in the back corner of the room where I was at though.
I was sweating like a pig.
I sweated a little.
Note to self, never take an exercise class with a former professional athlete. I was right next to Roenick yelling at me the whole time.
Heckling you.
He's like, you're doing it wrong. I'm like, what am I? I'm pedaling a bike. How can that be wrong?
Yeah. Did you see that I was waving my white flag in the corner at you?
No, I wasn't paying attention to anything.
You
I just
were looking
to
in my direction.
Class. All I was thinking was, okay, we just surpassed 20 minutes. That means I have 25 minutes left.
Yeah.
Just make it.
I thought it was pretty quick. It was a fast workout. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for
class.
Having me. Thank
also,
you for letting me win.
Last night, we spent some time together at Aurelio's Pizza.
Then we left each other,
Roosevelt,
and then we came back together.
Roosevelt in Michigan. I brought my wife, Sarah, last night.
Sarah was the reason I went out last
yes,
night.
Yes, which was nice.
And I told her.
Ronick was there, standing room only at Aurelio's.
That
and we
great.
Just talked, question and answers, yeah. signed pictures, yeah. and jerseys for everybody.
I have one more question for him.
All right.
So if I remember to ask him, maybe you just answer for him right now.
Okay.
Do you remember mm-hmm. the very first ever hockey game you played? Like as a kid?
Oh, I'm sure he does.
I know.
Everybody
well, maybe not.
That.
I don't know. I mean,
everybody
if he started when he was three.
Remember, he came to Chicago when he was 18. Imagine graduating high school and you do a little bit of community college and then you quit and you come to Chicago and you join the Blackhawks for $100,000 a year at 18.
I mean,
in 1988.
But yeah, so isn't now sort of that's what happens? Back then, I would say that happened, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, being thrust into the limelight at 18 years old.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan's in Chicago. The Bears are still great in 1988. The Blackhawks are making a run.
How excited are you to come to Chicago?
Oh, my gosh.
I am.
Wow.
Yeah.
Then he takes him to the Stanley Cup Finals in 92. Wonderful.
I can't wait to see
I'm getting
him.
Excited just talking about it.
I know.
It. And at 2 o'clock, we're going to talk cold and flu. We have a mutual friend who's the former president of the Pharmaceutical Association of the United States, right? Of
yeah.
America.
I mean, this woman travels the globe talking about pharma and pharmacy. So whenever I need help, I text her and say, Jan, I'm standing in the pharmaceutical aisle and I don't know what to take.
This is how it all started. I'm texting Jan and I'm copying Jane on it. And I'm like, Jan, am I doubling up on medication? Because everybody doubles
no,
up.
No,
you
got to
pay
no.
attention.
You were doubling up on medication. And as a matter of fact, I said, Pete, I've been sick since Thanksgiving. We need to talk about colds and flu. And you go, no, that's a dumb idea. Literally 24 hours later, this guy's like, you made me sick. I got to make you sick over text message.
I never get the flu. You
are sniffling.
I am.
I know.
I got a runny nose. The amount of snot that my nose is generating, I know I have a big nose. If you've never seen me, just imagine Danny Thomas, okay?
Times 12.
Right, yeah.
But the thing is this, that amount of snot will continue to come out of your face right. for another 10 days, so even when you feel great.
Jan's going to set the record straight right after 2 o'clock.
What we should be taking, how much we should be taking, and when you're standing there confused, what you should do.
You know, the Allegra I took today, can you take that with Alka-Seltzer?
Probably not. You have
why
to
not?
Look at the labels, Pete.
I know, but that's
what we're going to talk to Jan
that's
about.
That's why I have Jan in my life.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to play back some sound from Cody Parkey on the Today Show on Friday.
Pete.
This is Cody Parkey, a week ago today, that missed the game-winning field goal, so we couldn't go to L.A. and beat the Rams and
yesterday.
Go to the NFC Championship.
Yeah. So today's the anniversary of the loss of the game.
It is. We're celebrating.
I thought about that this morning. I'm like, oh, it's the anniversary of a very bad day.
Think about this. Is this one of the worst losses in the history of Chicago?
I mean, I don't actually really know. But
no one can get over it. That's why it's a bad loss.
Because everybody you talk to, any radio station that I listen to when I'm not listening to WGN, when I pop in, they get angry. And they're like, it's been a week. How are we still talking about this and
upset? We're so angry.
I know. And I don't even know these people. And we're all still mad.
I'm on a text thread with some buddies and my brothers. And it just keeps going. It's like, guys, you got to stop. It's over.
No.
It's over. So Cody Parkey was on the Today Show Friday morning. We'll play that sound coming up next on 720 WGN.
Blackhawks and Wildcats games online. WGNradio.com.
Calling all the people here to see the show. Calling all my
720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris, and the Allstate Skyline Studios. All right, let's get to it. Cody Parkey was on the Today Show on Friday. Here is his intro. Here it is.
Cody Parkey, who scored 9 of Chicago's 15
yes.
points in the game, I might add, is with us exclusively. Cody, good morning.
Cody, good morning.
I'm sure you just love seeing that video over and over again.
Yeah.
Savannah and Hoda are starting to bug me.
Well, I love Savannah and Hoda until I watched this interview.
Yeah.
Who scored 9 of the points? Okay, yes, he did score 9 of those points. But, I mean, come on. Were Why? They? Do they live here?
I couldn't believe it.
Did they live through that?
Why was he on the show?
Well, okay, so let's dissect that. Do you think it was his publicist or agent that said, you need to go on there? They said they brought him on because of the way he handled it after the fact in the locker room.
All right, another bite. Here we go. Wait, hold it. Here it is.
Like, what was going through your mind?
No, you know, as a kicker, you know, you live for those moments. And I was, like you said, I was 3 for 3 before that. I had a lot of confidence going into that kick. So I went out there, and my long snapper and holder did a great job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I saw the wind moving a little bit. I said, all right, this is where I'm going to play it.
If you watched the kick, it was a line drive kick. It was a bad kick. It was a bad kick. And the kick before it that he made before they called a timeout was a bad kick,
and,
too.
And this is where
it was too low.
And yes, if you watch it, I feel like they came back. And it was tipped a little. Even if it was tipped just a minuscule, it does will set it off track. But you're saying that it was low enough anyway where it wouldn't have made it, right?
Yes.
But my big thing is this. He made the first one. Can't we just count that?
No, because they called a timeout.
But we know he
it's
can make it.
It's called freezing the kicker, and it worked because he's a head case. Here's another one.
Pretty good kick. You know, felt good off my foot, and then looking up, and then I saw it hit the upright, and then hit the crossbar, and I'm like, surely it'll go in.
The laughing kills me.
Oh, yeah, they're laughing at us.
I guess my question is, if you're Cody Parkey, why would you do that to yourself? Are you? I know you're trying to own it, but why would you go on the Today Show?
Okay, so then here's my other question. Does anybody outside of Chicago or outside of Bears fans or Eagle fans care?
Yeah, it was a big deal.
I know. But
it was a big deal all over the NFL.
All over the United States.
Yes,
so you're telling me, you know, the folks.
Sports Center Sunday night, it was a big deal.
Okay.
Yes. One more.
Okay.
One more. You ready?
You know, I let the fans, my teammates, and the whole organization down, but I just... I'll continue to keep my head held high because football is what I do. It's not who I am.
There's no way. I'm thinking there's no way that he can come back as a Chicago Bear next season.
So that's the big question. I mean,
and I think
they got to pay him anyway.
He angered Bear fans more by going on the Today Show Friday.
That you think so?
Yes.
Have you talked to? I haven't talked to anybody about him going on the Today Show. In fact, I wasn't even by a TV. I had to go back and find the video to watch it, and I threw up a little in my mouth, and then I decided that I cannot talk about it anymore because I'm upset that we lost the game, and I'm upset that it got to the point where we were relying on the kicker.
We all knew it was going to happen. We all knew that we'd march down the field and it would be up to this guy who missed 9 field goals and hit the crossbar 5 times, now 6 after hitting it in the final game.
But, you know, fans of his would say, hey, he made all the points in the game.
And I know the kick was tipped. I see the text messages. I see the calls. I know the tip was kicked. But if you look at it, it was a line drive kick. It was a bad kick. And the guy barely touched the ball.
I know. And by the way, he was nervous on the Today Show, too.
Oh, my gosh. He was so nervous.
I'm actually more mad at
so
Savannah
nervous.
And Hoda.
Oh,
I want them to sit with a big Bears family and watch the game.
We know you missed the biggest kick of your career. We pay you $3 million a year, but everybody gets a trophy.
But
come on the Today Show.
He's
you did a great job.
Hold his head up high.
Oh, man.
And he's going to move in because it's not what defines him. And that's fine. But I would like, he said, I feel bad that I let my team down.
Yeah.
I let the fans down, but I'm going to hold it. I don't know. I want a little remorse. I want something else. I want to go back and do it again.
Hopefully this is it. After the Today Show on Friday, this is it. It'll be all over.
So we're going to stop talking about it.
Yeah.
We'll just feel it in
unless
our hearts
he shows
for
up
a
on Kimmel.
Time. He might show up and kill.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't hire him back. He takes the money from the Bears for the next 3 years, and then he gets an on-air job. On
right,
the Today Show doing sports.
We are going to take a break. We're going to check news at the bottom of the hour.
Right,
and then Jeremy Roenick will be in studio at 720 WGN.
Murphy off the near board. Centered one. Roenick couldn't kick it to the stick. Now the wraparound. He scores. Jeremy Roenick worked it loose on the far side. Then wrapped it around the near post. And Roenick continues his torrid pace. His 47th goal of the year. And it's a 3-0 Hawk lead.
720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Manzouras. Our next guest played 18, 20 years in the NHL. How many years was it? Hold on a second. Let me turn on your microphone.
There you that'd be a good idea, Pete.
He's already shut me out there.
You know, I don't. I only come in here because I like you. Now you don't want to turn on my mic. Thanks, buddy. Really appreciate it.
You already made him angry, Pete.
I don't know. 18 playing years, 20 years off my life. You know, it wasn't my fault there was a lockout. So I came in 88 and I left in 2009. To me, that doesn't add up to 18 years.
You can see him weekly on NBC as hockey analyst, our buddy Jeremy Roenick, good old number 27. It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's great to have you here.
I love it. I love being in Chicago. And you know, this is a typical nice Chicago day. It's cold. It's, you know, we had a little bit of snow yesterday, which was amazing. So, yeah.
Can we talk about yesterday? We got together yesterday morning and we all went to SoulCycle.
Awesome.
And you guys have done SoulCycle together before.
I look like I have. Pete, not so much.
I was watching you guys in class.
I was sweating straight vodka out of my forehead.
I was yelling at him. I'm like, Pete, pick it up. Pick it up. Get to the beat. Come on, pick it. And I see him struggling. I'm like, come on, get your feet to the beat. Let's go. And he's like,
six knee operations. I need the dog at a little bit.
I was wondering why you were going a little slower.
Yeah, but you know what? It was the buildup that got me going at him because, you know, he was sending me videos throughout the day. he sent me a video of him opening up his fridge to get some water, saying, hydrate, JR. I'm going to get you on spin.
I'm going to win this class.
Oh, by the way, I got the same video. Jane, it's time to hydrate.
Yeah,
this is
hydrate.
What it's all about.
Yeah, then he's in the car. He goes, I got this spin. I'm going to win this class. I'm like, well, first of all, you can't win anything in spin. But, you know, hey, listen, the fact that you showed up and the fact that you got it done and the fact that you got a good workout in, that's all that matters.
SoulCycle is a spinning class, but when you're in bike number one, which is right next to the instructor.
Yeah.
And I'm next to you. So I'm next to the instructor who's screaming at me. And then I'm next to a professional athlete. And I'm a guy that's had six knee operations. Okay.
And you still finish the class.
I did.
That says something, you know. But, you know, it's really important if you're in the front row. You have to know how to ride because people are behind
They're watching.
People are watching.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, I'm the spin Nazi because if I'm behind somebody who doesn't keep up to the beat or the feet are slow, it totally messes my rhythm out because one thing I love about SoulCycle is it's like a dance class. You know, you're in there, you're actually dancing on the bike, you're moving your feet to the beat. Every time the beat there is the rhythm of your ride.
It is.
And when someone screws it up, you just want to yell at them and scream, get off the bike! You're messing me up! Don't be in the front row, get in the back.
I love that you're just in town for the weekend and you're like, I'm going to fit in a SoulCycle.
Well, you know what? It's... I've seen too many of my friends that have retired from the game and just blown up like a balloon. You know, they don't work out. They keep their same diet habits, keep drinking the Bud Lights or the Coors Lights and the, you know, the Coronas and the vodkas. I got to try to stay in shape.
You
plus,
can do
I'm on
all
television.
That. Yeah, you got it. Can we? Television adds 10 pounds.
You know, Jane is the host of Living Healthy Chicago, which airs Saturdays at 9 a.m. on WGN TV.
Oh, so you would love what's happening in my household right now.
Tell me.
My wife is turning vegetarian. Now vegan / vegetarian.
Yeah.
She's not like the, you know, the down your throat, you know, don't eat
vegan
meat,
too,
don't
this. Yeah, that's tough.
But she's definitely a coaxer. You know, she
So are you going that direction?
So I went to Vegas and she says, can you just do me one favor? Can we go to this one place? It's called the Modern Vegan.
Yeah.
It's in Vegas. And I said, all right, I'll go. We went there and I swear to God, it was one of the best lunches I've ever had. And I had biscuits and gravy.
Mm.
That was unbelievable. I couldn't even believe it. And next day, she says, where do we want to go today? And I said, let's go back to the modern vegan. And the next time I went back, she had a pulled pork sandwich that tasted just like pulled pork.
And
I had a gyro that I couldn't even... It looked just like gyro meat.
Isn't that most amazing when a restaurant that's vegan, you don't even miss that it's not meat.
It's unreal.
You think it is.
If you can not wrap your mind around what you're actually eating because you don't really know.
You think you're eating a gyro.
But on the other hand, if you can't wrap yourself around somebody, you know, slicing up a pig and then, you know, and
you're
draining it with blood and all that crazy stuff, then actually, you know, it's funny. My wife sent me video. She's in Hong Kong right now. And obviously a different culture.
Yeah.
So she was in the market, and in the market was about 10,000 species of animals hanging.
Oh.
You know,
they're
pulling frogs out of a bucket and then chopping them and, you know, taking out chickens and slicing
right
their necks.
Right in front of her
right
face?
Right in front of the neck. Ugh. So her friend that's with her is Nina Wells, David Wells, the pitcher.
Sure.
His wife is they're together, and she loves. She's a big meat eater, and she's a big hunter. David Wells and her are big. They own a hunting farm up in northern Michigan, and she's sitting there, and she just killed like 10-15 deer a month ago. She's in Hong Kong going, I'm never eating meat again. This is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, when you walk along the street and you see this the hanging animals, it's a turnoff.
You know, it's unbelievable. I was in Korea for the Olympics, and it's about a 2.5-hour drive from Seoul to Pyeongchang, where we stayed in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And when you're riding down the highway and you're looking off to the side, they have fields, they have farms of hanging fish.
Yeah.
Fish hanging from stalks. And when I say like thousands and thousands and thousands of rows of hanging fish, and there's no water there. There's no water. The fish are just hanging there.
Are they hanging to dry?
Hanging to
probably.
Dry. Yeah. They're drying the fish on all these stalks. Wow. And I'm like, that doesn't look sanitary to me, no. Number one.
Not at all. You know, are they eating it right away?
Yeah. I guess. What else are they going to do? Yeah.
You know, by my house where I live, we have a lamb shop. And so sometimes if I drive by the lamb shop, they only sell lamb. Mm. That's it. I drive by the lamb shop on the right time and the right day, they open up the back of a truck and all these lambs are getting put into the store. Like, I am never walking in there again.
Are you sure that's not a front for something else?
Could
so they only sell
that's
lamb here.
That's what I'm right. dealing with in my
all right.
household.
Let us know how the vegan goes.
Yeah, I will.
Number 27, Jeremy Roenick in studio last night. This is what I love about you. You're a Chicago guy and Chicago embraces you. You come to town, you experience Chicago because you love this city. We did Soul Cycle. Yep. You had lunch yesterday with Jimmy Bano.
Yeah,
Jimmy. From the Purple Pig.
Yeah.
We love Jimmy.
I love Jimmy.
We love him.
Jimmy and his dad are such staples in the city with their food and their culture. Jimmy is actually blowing up as one of the best chefs in America.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, so with his Purple Pig over here, and you know, he's got the other place right over here in Fulton. What's it called? It's a Euro, the big Euro place that he opened up. It's just
I feel awful
chart.
That I don't know this because I love Jimmy Sr. and I love Jimmy Jr. I got to get right over
there. It's unbelievable. It's right down the street.
They rock the bandanas too, don't they?
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
They do. He's a good looking dude. Yeah,
right.
He is. But I'll tell you, they're great. Jimmy's awesome. He's always has a place for me because it's a hard place to get in, Purple Pig.
It's such a hard place to get in. You know what? He always has a place for me too. He sees me standing in the corner. He's like, just get over here.
But I'll tell you what, if anybody in Chicago is not ever been to the Purple Pig, it's literally one of the best food experiences you've ever had.
And the thing is, he changes it up and he has such unique ideas and great recipes. I know. There was something in there. It was like squash a couple of years ago. I'm like, I won't eat that. He's like, just try it. Yeah. Just try it.
How about the pig's ears?
My favorite.
Pig's ears are so good.
We just went from vegan to pig's
ears. One of my favorite things by far is the cornbread that has feta and honey on it. It's like, okay, I could die and go to heaven right now.
The last time we were in there, we had this broccoli dish. I don't even know what was in it, but the flavor was just off the charts. It was so good.
And their wine selection, because they do all wine.
The wine is off the hook.
But they don't have American wines. They have wines from all over the...
It's nice.
Yeah, so it was really, really crazy. Definitely everybody out there support Jimmy and Purple Pig.
And last night, Aurelio's. These are your guys.
I love Aurelio's.
Yeah, Big Joe. Joe Aurelio has been so good to me. His family is wonderful. I eat a lot of pizza, don't get me wrong. Aurelio's is the best pizza. I will tell you, their sausage pizza,
it's so good,
is without question the best on the planet. Now you can go to New York, you can go to LA, you can go to Chicago. I don't care where you go, but their sausage pizza is amazing. And I had like 3 pies last night, and it was great. Everybody came out to support me. I'm just so blessed to come here in Chicago and have such great support and so many good friends. And we had a lot of fun, signed a lot of autographs. Watch the Hawks game, Hawks and the Golden Knights. And
what do you think about the Hawks this season? I mean, high highs and low lows. Yeah. We'll win 4 straight and then we'll lose 5.
Well, they've turned it around a little bit here lately, where they've won 9 of their last 12 or 13. So, you know, they were last place in the league.
Yeah.
Okay. Now they're only six and a half, seven points.
Everybody wrote them off.
Out of a playoff spot. Listen, if they can continue this streak, and if Patrick Kane can continue playing the way that he is playing, and even Jonathan Toews playing as well as he's playing, if the Hawks make the playoffs, I think Patrick Kane wins the MVP.
God, he brings it every game, doesn't he?
He's just, I said on the air the other night in my show for NBC, you know, they talk about the best players in the world. Sidney Crosby, yep. Connor McDavid, and I put Patrick Kane right there, top three. And he's literally my top favorite three, I think, best players on the planet because all the little things that he does. But he's learned to be a professional.
He has.
Every single night he takes care of himself. He's got pride in the way he plays and the way he prepares. And, you know, I think he's become a true leader on that team. And, you know, you got to give him a lot of credit for that.
And as a fan, it's fun to watch him play.
Yep.
To watch him, like, pull out the tricks that he does.
Unreal.
I mean, I don't know anything about hockey, but I'm a fan because I like watching him.
And I think that tells a lot about a player when you don't know the game very well, but you see somebody that really goes, oh, wow, he's different.
Right.
Wow, he does things that, you know, that really intrigue me and excite me. And that's what Patrick Kane does. And so I hope they make the playoffs. It's going to be a tough road. You know, Cam Ward's going to have to play some great hockey. Dolly has been playing well, but, you know, they picked up a good defenseman at Cuckoo. I think,
Cuckoo.
Yeah.
Jane, they picked up Cuckoo. A guy from Tampa Bay. His name is Slater Cuckoo.
I love it.
Yeah.
We definitely need a guy named Cuckoo on the
team. Yeah, he's from Tampa. I mean, Tampa's loaded with players willing to give up a couple, but yeah, he's a good defenseman that I think will
cuckoo.
Definitely help out.
We got a Cuckoo
he's
now.
Cuckoo. Yeah. I love it.
You have a lot of Cuckoos, actually.
We really do. One of the things about Kane is seeing him having fun on the ice. When he's having fun, we enjoy it more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and listen, you got to give a lot of props to Jonathan Toews, too, because he had an atrocious year last year. And he's the first guy that came out and said, you know, that's not acceptable. I can't come back and have a season like that. He came back in great shape, and he's been fantastic this year, back to this, you know, to his dangerous playing days that he
good.
Was before.
I love
and he's one of the best leaders. I think DeBrincat, so much fun to watch. He's just great. I think this Gustafson has really turned into a really good player. So they got some good things going on. I think if they make maybe one or two more moves, I think they have a shot to make it. I actually made a bet with another radio show out in Buffalo. The Instigators, a couple guys that I used to play with, that the Hawks make the playoffs. They said no. I said yes. So it's a $100 bet. So
You know, Kaner's South Buffalo kid.
That's right.
I know.
That's right. I met Kaner's uncle.
Did you?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
He came up to me and actually mentioned something about the Instigators. He listens to me every Wednesday with them. And God, what a great guy. It's Patrick's dad's brother.
He's got a great family, man. Yeah.
My fiancé, Kurt's good entire stock. Family, Buffalo, all hockey.
By the way,
some of the nephews know him.
Our number one market for NBC. We have more people watch. More people watch NBC, our telecasts at night from Buffalo than any other market in the country.
You're kidding.
Nope.
I go to more Sabres games than I do Blackhawks games. And I'm in Chicago more than I'm in Buffalo.
They're so fun to watch. Skinner, who's the second highest leading goal scorer.
What about Eichel?
You know,
Eichel's
amazing. Yeah. We're the flagship station for the Blackhawks, WGN.
I love the Blackhawks, but the odd thing is that I'm always in Buffalo at the Sabres game.
Come on, we can talk about Buffalo. They're in the East.
By the way,
we talk about the Hawks.
Sabres tickets are a lot easier to get because they weren't very good, but now they're good and they're a little bit harder to get.
By the way, it shows you how great Chicago fans are, that the team at one time was in last place this year, and still you go into that building,
selling out,
sold out.
Yeah, you can't get a ticket.
You know, that's why this is the greatest sports city in the world.
Number 27, Jeremy Roenick in studio. Quick break, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit. Maybe talk some golf.
Hey, let's do it.
All right,
I'm good at that too.
It's 720 WGN. WGN number 27, Jeremy Roenick in studio with us. When are we going to see you on NBC again?
You will see me on Monday.
Monday.
I don't know who the game is, but I'll be on air. I think I'm with Jonesy on Monday.
Okay.
Maybe, can you wink your eye or something, grab your ear,
I
you
sure
scratch
will.
Your chin, and then you know you're saying hi to us.
Only for you.
He is a professional on national TV.
I know. I've seen him on the TV.
Only for you. I will, for sure. So when you see me on Monday, I'll just give a big one.
Yeah.
A big wink. Actually for you.
Yes.
I notice you're wearing the Travis Matthews ball cap.
Yes.
How's your golf game?
My golf game is actually pretty good.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I just played 3 days last week. Shot 72, 74, 73. So, and I have a big golf tournament coming up this week in Orlando. So, well, it's a great. And if you want to watch, it's on Golf Channel Thursday and Friday, and NBC Friday and Saturday. It's 45 of us celebrities competing for.
Who is the best celebrity golfer, would you say?
Right now, it's Mark Mulder.
Okay,
the ex pitcher. He's extremely, extremely good. You know, myself, I'm up there.
Really? You're number two?
I finished second in this tournament.
All right.
Last year,
well, hold on. There's a guy on the line that would like to give you some golf pointers.
Oh boy. Okay.
From Fox News Channel, it's Brett Baer.
Oh no way,
Baer.
It's my guy.
Hey.
What's up,
it's
Brett?
It's all about the takeaway, man.
Oh,
it's all
my
about
gosh.
The takeaway. Slow takeaway.
So, listen, this, by the way, this is the big treat for me. Because, listen, Brett, you know how much I love you, but you over here, Pete, you don't. So,
oh, I know you have
Brett,
man love for Brett Baer.
Brett just came to the American Century in Tahoe for the first time this summer, and that was my highlight. Right. My highlight of I've been there going 25 years, but when I saw Brett was going, I'm like to my wife, "Oh my God, Brett!" Because we watch him every night at 6 o'clock, right? So I'm like, "He's the best." You know, his boys play hockey, and you know the best thing about Brett Baer, not only that he's a good golfer. But he sings. He sings. What's the song that the song that you sang, Brett?
Rapper's
Delight. Oh my God! He, like, I loved him before, but when he did old school Rapper's Delight.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
over the top.
Yeah, but
man,
Jeremy
crush.
Had the tone Loke down.
Yeah.
He had Funky Cole Medina down.
Yep. I guess I got to figure out what I'm gonna do this year. I think I'm gonna stick to straight '80s rap this year again. So
yeah, but I might have to bring something different. I'm coming after you though this year. I'm coming after you.
Oh, I'm gonna go as of right now and study these words because I know how good and how entertaining you are, Brett. How are you doing, by the way? How's things?
I'm good, man. This government shutdown is. It's kind of bumming Washington out, so we're covering it day to day, and every day is drinking from a fire hose. I told you out there, it's nonstop.
I got to ask you a question because, like I said, I have Fox News on 24 hours a day, 7 days.
You're
a week.
You're a diehard. We know.
24
Look
hours.
Look how excited
days.
He is to talk
Fox,
to Baer.
I mean, Fox
I love
and
it.
Friends to Outnumbered to Brett Baer to the Five to. Hannity I'm on it all day long, but my question is, because I watch and I find myself yelling at the television for a bunch of reasons, and I want to know, how hard is it for you when, and you have your beliefs and you have your side of how you think, but you have somebody saying something, right? How hard is it for you just to let them speak and not get into an argument all the time because you're so good at just letting people speak their mind, having the conversation, and then letting that pause go? How hard is that for you?
Yeah. No, listen, I mean, everybody has a thought about something or a point of view. I look at it as I'm a news guy, and so I have a different job than, you know, Hannity or Tucker or Laura. I'm on the news side of the house, so it's me and Chris Wallace and, you know, the Bill Hemmers and Martha McCallum. So I just try to make sure everybody has a fair shake, but it's tough. You know, some of the stuff that comes out of politicians' mouths, you really want to go, what did you just say?
Yeah,
you got to take the emotion out of it. It's like being an attorney.
Like,
just take
I'm
the emotion
there,
out of it.
Yeah, I'm sitting there watching Chris Wallace, right? And somebody's saying something, and they say something that they are doing even worse. Like the hypocrisy in government is absolutely, like, beyond belief bad right now. And they're sitting here saying, they're doing this and they're doing this. I'm like, please, somebody say that you're doing it worse. Please. I mean, what you did. And I find myself yelling at the television.
Let me ask you a question as a viewer that watches Fox News every day. John Roberts, best hair on Fox News Channel?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Good hair. Brett's got a pretty good
nice hair.
So I'm going to tell you a story. I had the pleasure of meeting Shepard Smith a few years back. You know,
he's so excited.
Do you know where I met him? You know where I met him?
Love it.
Vegas.
I met him in Monaco in a casino.
What?
He was on vacation.
Same thing.
Sitting at a blackjack table with him and his partner and his and I said, "Oh my God, you're Shepard Smith." He goes, "Yes, I am." And I he had that voice. Yeah. Well, I said he actually knew who I was, which made me even more excited. But Brett, I wish you were coming down to Florida this weekend. We got the Big Diamond Resorts Invitational. It's a 4-day tournament this week. Wish you were playing.
I know. See, Pete, here's what happens. You know, like Jeremy and his crowd, they get the eternal celebrity invitational invites.
Right, right.
I get to squeeze in every once in a while. So maybe I'll get on that rotation someday.
Listen, you want to play? I'm getting you in it. I'm telling you right now, you are in whenever you want to play.
Is Roenick number two with celebrities on the list as the best golfer?
I tell you what, he is really good. He's really, really good. Tony Romo was pretty strong this past
year. Tony Romo.
I've seen Romo on TV.
Yeah, he's really good.
And Steph Curry can hold his own.
Yes, he has one of the best golf swings in all of sports.
God, he's just a natural athlete. I hate him.
Unbelievable. I know. I know what you're meaning.
And by the way,
Jeremy hits it a long way. He hits it a long way. Driver versus driver.
Show? Brett, they're putting me in a long drive competition on Tuesday against Brittany Lincecum. I'm really nervous.
Wow, you got it. You got the heat.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Hey, by the way, how are your boys? I'm following them. Instagram. Yep. I love the cake that you guys had yesterday. It was
how about
special.
That? By the way, congratulations on 10 years on Special Report.
Yep.
Having a job for 10 years in media is a big deal.
It's a great cake they got. Yes. Yeah. Well, listen.
My wife threw a dinner, and they brought this big cake out that looked like the Capitol Dome. And I said to her, you know, Aim, there are other anchors who have, you know, surpassed 10 years. And she's like, you got to celebrate the milestones.
That's right. Yeah.
And so we had a good time.
I will tell you this. Doing TV is so difficult at times. And I find myself putting my foot in my mouth and saying things. And I like people that are humble. And people that they know when they make mistakes, they know when they say something they shouldn't, because I do it all the time.
Right.
And I loved the other day, Brett, you started the show and he said President Obama. And he goes, Obama? How long has it been since I said that? What am I talking about? I mean President Trump. I said, that's my guy. He calls himself out. That's why you're the best on television, Brett. I love you for it, my friend. You're the best.
That's awesome, man. Well, you know that transition from the five, when Greg Gutfeld is doing Animals Are Great.
Yes, that's
and
tough.
He transitions to me, it throws me off a little bit.
Very well said. Very well said.
Barry, you're the best, man. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Bye, thanks, Brad. Have a good one. Say hi to the boys for me.
You got it, Jeremy. See you.
That is Brett Baer from Fox News Channel. By the way, who married a girl from Chicago. Amy's from Chicago.
That's right. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. That's nice.
Yep. Wonderful guy.
He's
wonderful.
Great.
Yeah. You should see him do Rapper's Delight.
Look at how excited he is.
I want to see him do Rapper's Delight. I wish there were. Do you have a video of that?
By the way, I met Bear in the early 90s. He's been doing that forever. He's memorized that song, and I've seen him do it in bars, and
same
he's
with me,
great.
Same with me with Funky Cold Medina.
Yeah.
You know, like I can drop it at a hat, right, and just do the whole song on cue.
But it was all over social media because he had the Christmas suit on, man, and he brought it. Yeah. How many times do you see a news anchor singing like that? Nobody does that.
No, but that's the unexpected.
The most sophisticated, most well-spoken gentleman on TV, Brett Baer, drops Rapper's Delight on you. Totally. Like, I thought he was going to go up there and sing Frank Sinatra, right? I thought he was going to sing, you know, New York, New York. And next thing you know, he's like, hip, hop, hip-hop, don't stop, rock to the bang, bang, boogie, up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat. I'm like, what just happened here?
Who is this guy?
But we all need to have that in our back pocket.
We
like,
do.
When you turn into Jeremy Roenick or Brett Baer, like, if you can just come out with one of those things, you're like, what? You just got cooler.
Yep. Man. The best. Yeah. Thank you for that. That was awesome.
Good luck with the tournament next weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Remember, Golf Channel, Thursday and Friday, NBC, Saturday, Sunday.
Awesome.
And of course,
thanks for coming in.
Jeremy Roenick, you're the best.
Thank you, guys.
720 WGN. Coming up, we're going to talk colds with the UIC professor of pharmacy. Jan Engel is here, our very good friend. And we'll talk about mixing up over-the-counter drugs. And don't look at me. And thanks again to Jeremy Roenick.
So fun. Pete, I mean, I know you bother him all the time with text messages, but I think you're good now because of the surprise call from Brett.
He went fangirl on Brett Baer, didn't he?
Yeah, and I actually wish that we had a video of his face because his face lit up. It was so excited when Brett was on the phone.
I've never seen that before.
I know. You made his day.
Roenick was starstruck.
Yes.
With Brett Baer from Fox News.
Oh, I mean, nobody else in this room existed at all because Brett was on the phone. But I told him when he walked out, I said, I'm so sorry that Pete bothers you all the time. I apologize to most people that come on the show. But Pete will text you every day, every hour.
Roenick loves me.
He does love you. And, you know, when of course, after the surprise with Brett, he's like, oh, Pete's great. I just love his
Now we're friends again.
You're great.
Hear the sounds that matter. The top five at five from the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Weekday afternoons on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users, just say, play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Here's Pam with the news. Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Our next guest, I'm going to apologize to her in a second. She is the professor of pharmacy practice at UIC College of Pharmacy and past president of the American Pharmacists Association. It's our good friend, Jan Engel. It's good to see you, and I'm sorry about all the text messages this week and my runny nose that I got from Jane.
I love your text messages.
Jan is a text message away from an answer of what kind of over-the-counter drug should I get for this ailment.
You know, after texting you this week, people don't read labels, do they?
They do not. In fact, there's data that tells us that less than 50% of consumers read the label of any of their over-the-counter medicines.
People are taking Alka-Seltzer with Tylenol, which contains acetaminophen, right?
Right.
And they both contain it, and you can't take them both at the same time.
Actually, Alka-Seltzer has aspirin in it, so you're taking two analgesics when you don't need both of them at the same time. But NyQuil, for example, does have acetaminophen in it, and you can double dose if you take Tylenol.
Wow.
Wow. Maybe I should start taking some NyQuil. I can't get enough of this.
But they have daytime NyQuil, nighttime NyQuil. So, and so this all came up, Jan, because I've been sick since Thanksgiving. Thankfully, today I'm happy and I'm not sick at all. But so many people around me have just said they've had colds, they've had stomach flus, they've had head bugs, they've had laryngitis, all this stuff going on. So I said, Pete, we gotta talk about medicines. Like, what do I take for this ailment? And he goes, let's get a doctor on. And I said, no. We need to have Jan.
Bring Jan in. She
is going to clear it up when we talk about labels. Talk about combo drugs versus independent drugs. So last week I had a head cold. I know I want an antihistamine to dry myself up. I want a decongestant. So, but if I take a NyQuil or something that's a combo of everything, then I'm getting some kind of cough suppressant that I don't need. So is it better to buy the combo, or is it better to know what we need and buy it individually, or do we just ask the pharmacist?
Well, always you want to ask the pharmacist. But one of the problems with combination medications is if you don't need all of the ingredients, yeah, you're over-medicating. And so you're opening yourself up to side effects that you may not necessarily need to be exposed to. So combination products work just fine if you need all of the ingredients. But if you don't, you're better off buying single entity products. The other thing with colds is your symptoms will change over the course of the cold.
Right.
So what might work in the beginning of the cold may not be what you need at the end.
Oh, I don't even think about that.
So,
you're right.
So then you buy more combination products than you actually need, and you end up spending more money.
Okay, is there a cure? What works for the common cold? To stop a runny nose and cough?
Antihistamine.
The very best thing is prevention, because there is no cure for the common cold. I hate to
wash
tell you that.
Wash your hands, you do go. Not pick your nose, and keep your fingers out of your ears.
Yes.
And thank
also,
you, Mom.
Wipe off all your inanimate objects. So like in my house, when my kids both had colds last week,
right,
I was wiping down all of the computer keyboards, the mouses, the doorknobs, everything, trying to keep those colds
from
spreading.
I know, but just don't touch your face,
no,
right?
But at that
That's
point,
right, because
when
the virus,
everyone in the house is sick, I just am like, all right, I'll get it next week.
No, not necessarily. But Pete's right. If you don't touch your eyes, nose, mouth, the virus can't get in your body, and then you're not going to get sick.
What if you breathe it in?
Well, if you have droplets in the air, if somebody sneezes in your face, then you've got a problem. But if it's just sitting on an inanimate object, you're not going to get it unless it's entering your body through
Wear
touch.
Gloves everywhere you go.
All right, that's a little extreme.
Mary Vandeveld, she swears by it during the wintertime. All she does is wear gloves everywhere. Opens doors wearing gloves. But what if you take your glove and touch your nose? You got the germs.
It's the same thing.
But so talk about when you sanitize everything, then our bodies aren't getting building up antibodies to not get that whatever it is. Like the hand sanitizer. I was sitting next to a lady on a plane last week, and she wiped down the entire seat next to me. And I looked at her. She goes, I know you think I'm crazy, but I just don't want to get sick. And I was like, well, that's kind of a good idea.
Well, if you keep your hands out of your mouth, nose, and eyes, then chances are you're not going to catch anything. But it's okay to wipe things down when you know somebody in your household's been sick.
Okay.
So I wouldn't necessarily do it all the time. But in public areas where there's a lot of different people touching things, like gyms, think about where you see somebody sneezing on the equipment and you're going to touch that equipment.
Yeah.
So you need to think about that a little bit.
Well, I mean, you turn into a crazy person if you keep doing that. Just keep them away from your face and keep washing your hands, right?
I agree. Yes. Yeah. Wash your hands. And then if you do get a cold, there are products that can help the symptoms, but they are not going to cure the cold.
Right.
Because that just has to run its course, right?
Yes. And it can take 7 to 10 days.
Oh. I know it.
You've had a cold since Thanksgiving?
Well, I mean, I had laryngitis, so I had no voice, but I had no head cold symptoms. Like, I felt great. I just couldn't speak. And then over Christmas, I had something that made me feel ill, but I didn't have a head running cold. You know, when you think, oh, carrying around a box of Kleenex and my nose is running, my face is just, I'm just in a pool. That was last week. So I hadn't had that until last week, which was, to me, a totally different cold, right?
Right.
Than everything else.
And that's when you want to really read the label. Think about over-the-counter medicines. The only thing between you and disaster, because you're getting side effects or taking the wrong thing, or success, is you. You have to read that label. That's what the label's there for.
You have to.
You don't have the doctor to write the prescription. You don't have the pharmacist double-checking, although we will always answer your questions. So it's so important for consumers to read that label. And if you have questions, ask your pharmacist, and we can help you navigate that over-the-counter aisle.
Look at, look at Jane's face. Like, I just don't understand all of this.
No, well, so this is why you're here, because I go, my nose is running off of my face. What do I take to dry? I know I need to dry it up, right? So I go, okay, I need Claritin. Claritin is for allergies. Does allergy medicine work for my common cold, which is an antihistamine? I'm not allergic to cats, but yet my face is running down my face. Fexofenadine, loratadine, all the names.
That's why the pharmacist can help, because not only is there a lot of different products out there, there's brand extensions. So one product may have a similar name to another, contain completely different ingredients. So it's so important to read that label.
If I walk into Walgreens and then they have Claritin, then they have Wallovin or whatever they call it, the generic version is exactly the same,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I almost always recommend generic versions to save money. Yes. The only time sometimes the brand is better is sometimes in kids' products,
okay,
where the taste might be better with the brand versus the generic. But the actual drug product is the same, and it'll work the same, and you save money.
Will you tell that to my wife? Because I've had this conversation with her 1,000 times. No, I got to get the name brand. No, save $3. Get the generic version.
The next time I see her, I'll talk to her about it.
I don't get it.
So give me the takeaways, okay? Because I'm learning a lesson here. You decide what your symptoms are, whether you have a stuffy head, you have a runny nose, you have a cough, you've got congestion. Then you treat those symptoms by deciding what meds over the counter to take to treat those symptoms.
Right. So for example, if you have a stuffy nose,
yes,
then you want to find a decongestant.
Right.
There's different kinds. You can take one that is a pill or liquid, or there's sprays like Afrin or oxymetazoline, which is the generic, which helps stuffy nose almost instantly, or there's products like Sudafed or pseudoephedrine, which is behind the counter and worth asking for. It's
okay.
Longer acting, and it's got a better...
That's where they take your ID.
That's where they take your ID, but it's a great decongestant.
Yeah.
It's safe. It's just in a different place in the pharmacy, but it's worth asking for. And what I actually recommend in cold and cough season is buy some ahead of time, so you're not worrying about showing your ID when you're sitting there and can't breathe and you're dying at home at night.
Yeah, it's always so weird. It's like I'm in trouble. Here, let me take your ID so you can get some cough medicine.
It's worse when you're sick and you're standing in line. You're like, sorry, I'm sneezing on you. I just
need something. Put some things in your medicine cabinet that can help.
So talk about, a lot of people I know have had the stomach bug, right? And then the first person, I'm sorry, I had a stomach bug. I was like, ew. But then I've now talked to 3 or 4 other people that have been seriously vomiting for hours and hours. Is there something that you can take for that, or is that a flu?
That is usually a virus, and the most important thing is to stay hydrated. There really is no magic pill that's over the counter that's going to help with that. There are some products that can kind of settle your stomach, but it's really better to just try to stay hydrated and let it run its course. But if you think you're dehydrated, that's when you go call your doctor or your provider.
So when I woke up on Thursday morning, was that the text when we started on Thursday? And I had the runny nose, or was that Wednesday?
I got you sick over the text message.
I went to the gym, and I sat in the steam with the eucalyptus, and it actually helps.
Yeah, humidified air is one of the best things you can do for either congestion, runny nose. It helps hydrate all your mucous membranes, and it makes breathing a lot better. So if you don't have a sauna to go to, you can just steam up your shower and breathe in the air there. Vaporizers can work. But humidified air is great for sore throats. It's great for stuffy noses. Any kind of cold symptoms, it can help.
I also did Allegra, which you suggested, and I've been taking Alka-Seltzer cough and cold.
Did you send both of us that video this morning of you taking the Alka-Seltzer?
I did.
Yeah.
So can you take those two together? Or is that a no-no?
And that's really a no-no. There's a lot of issues here. Let me start with the Alka-Seltzer Plus Cold.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you aware that that product, when you take the dose, contains almost a gram of sodium?
So is it really?
Yes.
No wonder I feel so bloated.
I heard that was good for hangovers.
No, not necessarily.
That's a cheeseburger.
That's another conversation.
Right, for another
day. But the Alka-Seltzer has a gram of sodium. So if you have
a
high blood pressure.
A gram of sodium?
It does. One dose. It's almost about 800 milligrams.
Oh my gosh.
Any effervescent product, you need to watch out because most of them are very high in sodium because that's what makes it fizz.
Wow, so, it's wonderful. I love the fizz.
Well, it's okay if you don't have any of the contraindications. So things like high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, kidney disease. So anyway, that's number one with the Alka-Seltzer. Second thing is it already has an antihistamine in it. So when you add on the Allegra, you're taking two antihistamines.
Okay.
Not a great idea.
Shoot.
Yeah, I would never do the Alka-Seltzer and an antihistamine.
And
Pete?
Based on your symptoms, it didn't sound like you needed all of the medicine that's in Alka-Seltzer,
well,
like the aspirin.
I just want to get rid of it, so I just started taking everything.
But that's
and I
the thing.
Read the label. Yeah.
Over-the-counter
read
drugs do
the
not
label.
Get rid of colds.
And then let me ask you this. How often can we take? So I was taking 10 milligrams of loratadine, and then I was taking a Sudafed, and then I was taking two Tylenol.
Mm.
And then I would wait about 6 hours till I completely was not feeling good at all, and then I would take it again. And then I read you can't take the loratadine more than twice a day.
It depends on the dose of the loratadine, but many times it's once a day. Some of them are twice a day, so that's an issue. You shouldn't be taking it
My
more than that.
My head is spinning right now.
That's why the pharmacist can help. This is a lot for consumers
Well,
to
I'm
going to
take
with.
A break, and I'm going to ask you about the neti pot, too. That thing that you put in your nose?
Yes.
Talk to the pharmacist.
Chan Engel is here, very good friend of ours. You are a professor of pharmacy at UIC College of Pharmacy and past president of the American Pharmacists Association. Do you get a belt for that? Like a belt?
No,
as the
nothing,
president?
Nothing that exciting.
And she travels the globe.
You travel the globe.
Talking
I love
about
it.
Pharma.
I love it. All right, it's 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Manzuris, in the Allstate Skyline Studios in studio with us. She is a professor of pharmacy at UIC. It's Jan Engel. And we're talking about everything pharmacies and things to take care of colds. Jane, we're going to get to the flu in a second, but I want to ask about the neti pot.
Okay.
What is the stuff, the neti pot, if people don't know what it is, it's a small little pot. You fill it with water and some stuff, and then you pour it in one nostril and it comes out the other. What is the stuff that goes in the water? What is it?
It's just salt. It's saline.
That's it?
Yeah.
So you put saline in the water and you pour it in your nose. Does it work?
It does. It can be very useful, especially for people with allergies, but it drains, it helps clear out your sinuses and it gets the mucus out of there. If you have allergens in there that are making you sneeze, it helps drain those as well.
Okay.
But the key is you cannot use tap water. There's just been a recent case
yes.
of a death because of that. You want to use distilled.
Really?
Yes, or sterile water, because things in the water can.
I know. Well, that's I have never used a neti pot because I don't like to stick things up my nose and let alone have it come out the other side. And I also have heard using just tap water is not good. So you say distilled water.
Distilled or sterile is fine.
It's a dollar.
Or if you boil.
That's fine. I have some at home. I just never.
Distilled water.
Did you do the neti pot
I did
yesterday?
The neti pot, and I live in the city where the houses are very close, and my kitchen faces my neighbor's kitchen, and I was doing it, and my neighbor Tim looks over at me, he's like, shakes his head, thinking, what the hell are you doing?
Neti pots are great, though. They're a nice non-pharmacologic way to get some relief.
Right.
Speaking of non-pharmacologic ways, and maybe pre-prevention, what do you think about zinc? At the first sign of a cold, or even elderberry, there's like a syrup. Can you talk about this? Is it because it's not pharmacy? Or there's something I used to call emperor's mushrooms. They're little tablets.
Whoa, wait a second. Are you talking about college?
Yeah, I think I'll avoid that. But zinc. Let's talk about the zinc.
Okay.
There is some data that suggests that topical zinc, when I say topical, I mean like the lozenges that you suck on, can help decrease the severity and the duration of a cold. There's caveats, though. One is you need to use it within the first 24 hours that you get symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
because the way it works is the zinc ions that are in this lozenge that you're sucking on, it kind of surrounds the virus and stops it from replicating.
Oh.
So you don't get as much of a viral load and as many symptoms. So zinc lozenges can be useful.
So the pill doesn't work? Zinc pill?
No, you can't take it orally because that's not the mechanism of action. It won't help you.
So I'm wasting my time taking that pill.
You kind of are. Yeah, I'm sorry,
Pete. What a waste of money. They had 2-for-1 at Jewel this week. I bought 2 of them.
Yeah, but it's really interesting that you say, because it says within the first 24 hours of symptoms, and a lot of times I'm in the 23rd hour, and I'm like, can I do it now? But now I understand how that works.
Right, if you have a huge viral load, you're already going to have symptoms, and you're going to have that cold. But if it's early on, it can be very helpful. So things like Coldies is an example of a zinc product. You suck on those. They do leave kind of a metallic taste in your mouth because you're sucking on zinc. So some people complain of mouth irritation and occasionally nausea, but generally it is something you can try.
So those little packs by the checkout work with the zinc in them when you first get sick?
If it's a lozenge,
okay.
That's what's been studied the most. So in terms of what data we have out there to support the use of it, again, it's equivocal. Some say it works, some say it doesn't. But if you don't have a contraindication, it's not a bad thing to try.
That's really good information and good news. Now, is it too late to get the flu shot?
It is not too late. It is never too late to get the flu shot. It's best, you know, CDC recommends it in October, but we are just getting into the high flu season in the state of Illinois.
Oh.
So if you haven't gotten your flu shot, I would recommend getting it.
Have you got your flu shot?
No, Kurt got a flu shot last week because he just had a random doctor's appointment.
What are you waiting on?
Well, I didn't think about it until Kurt said I came home and I got they gave me a flu shot. I go, really? And then I text Jan right away and I said, is it too late to get a flu shot?
It's not. Flu in Illinois can go as late as May. So it's really starting to amp up here in our state. So I would recommend getting a flu shot. It takes about 2 weeks to become effective.
Get it.
Did you get one?
I do because I have a kid. I never had a flu shot in my life until I had a kid.
I get flu every six years.
I never get the flu.
So 2020 is my year.
We had 80,000 deaths last year due to flu.
For the flu?
Yes. So I really recommend flu shots.
Wow.
Even though they're not always 100% effective, they can decrease the severity of the flu. So it's a good idea to get one. And it is a myth. You cannot catch the flu.
I was just going to say, can I get the flu from the flu?
No, not from the flu vaccine. The vaccine is inactivated. It's dead virus. There's no way to get the flu.
How about a toilet seat?
Well, that's a different story.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That's for another time, too. Jan, we're out of time. You're the best.
What? Well, thank you.
Thank you for coming in. So our takeaways, if you have a cold, what are the two best things to take?
It depends on your symptoms. Read the label and make sure.
Ask your pharmacist.
And ask your pharmacist.
And I love what you said. Pick your pharmacist as you pick your doctor.
Yes. Pick your pharmacist as carefully as your doctor. You want a pharmacist to counsel you and make sure you get the best use out of your medications.
Because some are a little crabby out there, aren't they? Yeah, I know you can't answer. Because
how do pharmacists not get sick with all those
president.
Sick people asking them all these questions?
We wash our hands.
I'm going to wash my hands right now.
You didn't like that answer.
Professor of Pharmacy at UIC College of Pharmacy, Jan Engel. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jan.
It's great
Thank
to see you. You know we love you. It's 720 WGN. Pete McMurray and Jane Monzuris in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Thanks again to Jan Engel.
How do you feel?
I feel good.
Yeah, you have box of Kleenex. What is that?
It's toilet paper. Yeah. It's a roll of toilet paper. Okay. We don't have Kleenex here at WGN. Okay. But I've been doubling up on the wrong medication.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to wash my hands right now knowing that you are sick.
Start washing them and get the germ stuff and keep it in your bag. That's
right
what
here.
You do. All right. Let's take a look at news. Here's Pam. Pam? Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris in the Allstate Skyline Studios. We're done at 3 o'clock today. Text messages.
Yeah.
312. Why is it that you get the flu shot and 6 weeks later you get the flu? Margaret in Bridgeport.
Because they're getting a different strand of flu.
Because you're either picking your nose, touching your face, or putting your fingers in your ears. Do not touch your head during the wintertime.
And yes, I did say I get the flu not the flu shot every 6 years. I get the flu every 6 years.
847 area code. Did Jane say she gets a flu shot every 6 years?
No, I get the flu. I get the flu every 6 years. If I don't get the flu shot. One of the other questions here, it said, please discuss Mucinex. Can this be taken with Sudafed? And as Jan was running out the door to get away from Pete,
yeah.
I said, wait, can they take Mucinex and Sudafed together? And she said, yes, as long as there's no decongestant in the Mucinex. That's the Mucinex is just Mucinex. Okay.
All right. I like that.
Yeah.
I love these questions. I like to double up with medication. That's my deal.
You cannot double up the medication.
Well, some things you do. I mean, I took Allegra. I can take the Mucinex, right?
If you take the Mucinex, as long as it doesn't have decongestant, you can take the Sudafed.
This is ridiculous. I want you to go home. I want you to get the neti pot. I want you to use the distilled water and put the stuff in and pour the water in your nose.
I don't think I can do it. One of my friends, she did it and she got water stuck in her sinuses. And then she was at a shoot and she flipped her hair over and all this water came flying out of her nose.
Oh,
days later.
What?
She scared me. That's why I won't do it. Yes.
It doesn't work that way.
Well, she didn't get it out.
No, it comes out right away.
No, it gets stuck in her sinuses.
It doesn't.
She was doing it a lot.
It does not stay in your head for days.
It stays in your sinuses right here down below.
No, it doesn't sit there. That's called snot.
No.
It is.
There
it's called
some
snot.
Fluid
it generates.
In her sinus.
Yes. I mean, think about a guy that has
Maybe
been generating snot at an alarming pace the last 3 days.
That's what I say. You're in a pool of snot.
It's bad.
That's great.
We thought it would be fun to do a weekend wrap up right now. Love it or hate it. Okay. I'm going to mention some stories from the past few days. Jeff Bezos and his wife, Mackenzie, are divorcing after 25 years. Could be the largest in U.S. history. $137 billion is at stake. He reportedly cheated with a news anchor.
Hate that.
You hate it?
Well, I hate when people cheat with anybody. He cheated with a news anchor that looks just like his wife.
$137 billion
in a divorce.
Well, I think there's
a big discrepancy here as to how much money she's going to get. And at that point, when you have that much money, who cares? Like, you know what I mean? If you're going to have to split the pot, you still have billions of dollars, right?
He's dating Lauren Sanchez, a former news anchor in L.A.
And by the way, this is the part I love about the story, is that they've vowed to remain friends.
Vowed to remain cherished friends.
Oh, forgive me. Cherished.
Cherished.
What do you? What about you? Love it or hate it?
I hate it because I know three people that went through a divorce this year and they end up hating each other. It's bad.
They're not doing unconscious uncoupling
No, it's not going to work. hundreds of thousands of government employees received no check on Friday. The government reaches its third week in the government shutdown.
The longest shutdown in the history. Hate it.
Absolutely hate it. I'm sick of hearing about it.
I mean,
here's the problem. Schools are open. Your mail's being delivered. The trash is being picked up. We're not affected. That's the problem. That's why it's going to continue to go.
So
if you didn't have trash pickup or if the schools weren't open, you'd be upset.
Yes, but I think people are now upset because there are government employees that are not getting paid. And we're seeing some of those effects, not all of them. But guys, open up the government. Let's shake hands across the party line. Let's figure something out for border control. We elected you to do this.
It's just so interesting that you have these people on TV arguing about a wall. And real life is going on outside of Washington. Come on.
They
really?
Yeah.
Really? You're arguing about a wall?
Well, I mean, okay. They're arguing about a wall. They're arguing border security. And somebody needs to budge and they need to figure it out. What is it?
No one's going to budge. That's the problem. It's
well, then how long are we going to be shut down?
I don't know. That's the million-dollar question. Feel-good story. Jamie Kloss, a 13-year-old girl, is home safe. This is the Wisconsin girl. Her parents were murdered. 21-year-old Jake Peterson was taken into custody. Yeah. Finally, a feel-good story. She's with her aunt. Did you see the picture that was tweeted out?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm so happy that she was found alive. I'm devastated for her loss and for what she went through. And I hope that she's able to survive this.
Years of therapy. I hope there's some great therapists in Wisconsin. But God bless this girl, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
And still smiling in the pictures that you see.
What a sweet girl.
That's a feel-good story. Yeah. That's a love it. That is a love it. Francis Bavière, the late actress who played Aunt B on the Andy Griffith Show. She died in 1989 at age 86. This is a feel-good story that came out this week.
It was 86, okay.
She left $100,000 to go towards a trust fund for the police department in Siler City, North Carolina, because she was friends with the police and she left $100,000 where she lived. And they use that. They leave the $100,000 in the bank, and the interest goes to Christmas bonuses for the police department.
Aunt B.
Aunt B did that in 1989, and they're still getting their bonuses to this day.
And that came out because they were talking about the bonuses that they're getting, correct?
Yes.
I love it.
On the interest, so the $100,000 just stays in there.
Aunt B.
So there's about 20 people that get bonuses every year because of Aunt B. Weekend wrap up, love it or hate it. Woodstock founder Michael Lang announced there will be a 50th anniversary festival in August of 2019 for Woodstock. We're going to see the 50th anniversary concert this August. Love it or hate it?
I mean, I love it. Anytime there's a big bunch of rock and roll lures together having a party, as long as they can control it and have some nice bathrooms. And
do you remember what happened?
It was a disaster.
In 1999.
So the question is, why do you have to do it again? Just leave well enough alone. The very first Woodstock was money. What it was.
Money. Yeah. And 99 was such a disaster because the bathrooms didn't work.
Yep.
They didn't have enough water. Security was bad.
It was so hot that year.
And if you remember, the Red Hot Chili Peppers were the last band on stage. They lit everything on fire. There was fires everywhere. It was horrible.
Okay, I hate that. I love this if they can pull it off.
So who comes back? Do you get the original people that were there in 1969?
A lot of them are dead, Pete.
I know, they're, and they're old.
It's the ghosts. Yeah, well, I mean, you probably, if you can get some of the originals, great, if they're old, but bring some new blood in there. Make it's
like who?
At the end of the day, it's just another festival.
In 90,
right?
Well,
it's a Lollapalooza there. It's a Coachella there. Right? It's a, what do you call it, that's in Tennessee. It's just another rock festival. And what's
yeah,
that?
But if you're trying to relive 1969.
You can't relive 1969.
I understand that.
It's
but
not
if you're going to do it,
all.
Who do you bring in?
Oh.
Because in 99, they brought Red Hot Chili Peppers, Metallica, Limp Bizkit. It was a huge failure.
Yep.
It didn't fit the brand.
Too heavy. Maybe more mainstream.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does Taylor Swift
Maybe.
Fit Woodstock?
No. Not so much. No.
Pink?
Pink's kind of cool.
Maybe.
She can't, but she only does shows where she can suspend herself from the ceiling and fly around. Woodstock is outside, so yeah. I don't think that's going to work.
Who do they bring for Woodstock 50th anniversary?
Like Panic at the Disco?
No.
They're great.
No.
Yeah.
Who do you bring?
I mean, I'm going to, maybe they let bring me, country artists.
Let me throw that question out there. 312-981-7200. If you're going to celebrate Woodstock 50 years this August, who do you bring in? You got to bring back some of the old artists.
Mm-hmm.
And who do you bring? Who right now would fit? Bruce Springsteen would never do it.
No, he doesn't fit. What about country?
Like? Would country
I'm
fit?
I'm not up on my country artists, but, you know, there are some country artists that are very mainstream that cross all the lines of musical entertainment.
Blake Shelton?
I love Blake Shelton. Have Blake and Gwen.
It doesn't seem like it fits, though.
Nah, well, okay, so what's the feel? What do you want? Do you want it to be rock? Do you want it to be rap? Do you want it to be country? Do you want it to be pop, whatever, hot AC?
I'm looking up the original lineup.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know who's still alive from the original lineup.
Richie Havens was there. I remember that. Joan Baez, she is still alive. She could do it. 312-981-7200. Who would you like to see at the 50th anniversary of Woodstock in August? Country Joe McDonald. Okay. Santana, he's still alive.
And so the interesting thing here is the Woodstock founder is announcing that there's going to be an anniversary festival.
Right.
So
Mountain is still around.
What does he see? What does he want? Maybe it is the guys that are still around.
Boy, you could bring John Fogerty in. I'd like to see John Fogerty.
I think that might be cool.
CCR was there back in 69.
And then maybe you get some of the people that were there in the 60s.
You bring back Santana. You bring back the big names. Like the Dead and Company, with John Mayer.
I love that.
Maybe. Okay.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
And then, but then you're, so what, you know, you have to go, okay, what's your audience? However, I will say this.
Yeah.
You're going to get the audience that maybe was there or wish they were there. And then you can get the kids because now music is so accessible
right.
to all ages. And kids love music from every decade because they can listen to it on the online.
Do you bring back The Who from 1969? Bob, you're on WGN, 50th anniversary of Woodstock. Who do you want to see? Bob, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Bob, there you are. Bob,
hey, Bob.
B.O.B.,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Paul McCartney or the Rolling Stones would be great.
I love both of those.
Okay, not a part of the original lineup in 69, but that's still okay?
Oh, yeah, because they're of that ilk.
Okay.
That's great. I love that.
All right, write
they
that down.
They are of that ilk.
Can you write that down?
Yeah, sure.
312-981-7200-219 area code, Joe Cocker. Joe Cocker unfortunately passed away. I like Santana. Okay. Quality tribute band, 630. No, I don't think that'll work. All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, who would you like to see at the 50th anniversary of Woodstock?
10 years after, Alvin Lee.
10 years after? Are they still around? I'm sure they're touring.
You know, actually, I don't know. I just remember his version of going home.
Thank you, Jim.
That's great. I don't know.
Jefferson Airplane. They were here not too long ago. Cocker's passed away 10 years after.
Read the list.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and Young. We had David Crosby on this radio station. And his first, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, their very first show ever was in Chicago. And they got in a van and they drove to Woodstock. That was their second show.
So they should be there, absolutely.
They should be there. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
That's a great call.
Should absolutely be at Woodstock.
We're going to call this guy Michael Lang and we're going to give him the lineup we want.
I tried to get him on the air today.
Oh, what happened?
We couldn't work it out.
He's busy.
Jim, you're on WGN. Hi.
How you doing? I think it's a terrible idea. Very, very terrible idea.
Okay.
I don't think any of the people that you're talking would even consider performing in something like that in front of this society that we have today. I don't even, I was an avid concert goer for years. I wouldn't even think of going to a concert now. Absolutely
not. You wouldn't go to any concert anywhere?
None. Unless they were in my living room.
Okay. Well, you sound like a bitter old man. So, okay. Thank you, Jim. All right. Thank you for participating. 312-981-7200.
Jim will not be at that event.
I will never go to another concert ever
Paul
again.
Paul Simon.
All right. Paul Simon has retired.
Well, maybe he comes back.
Maybe this is his swan song.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Woodstock.
I like this lineup so far.
50th anniversary in August. Now, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If you had a free ticket, would you go?
Who am I going with? By myself?
No, I mean...
Get a group of people together
you,
and make
a plan?
You could
go with your fiancé, Kurt.
Sure, absolutely. I mean...
You're okay with the festival?
Yeah, I like...
Would
I
you
love
camp
a,
out?
Love
Are you one
festival.
Of those people
no,
that...
No, I am not. But they're going to have glamping at this one. I'm... So I've been to Coachella, right? So that's out there on the West Coast in Coachella.
Okay.
And I think I stayed at a hotel. I mean, a lot of people stayed in RVs.
Right.
I would stay at a hotel and drive in. You know, what is it? VRBO.
VRBO.
Yeah.
Carol, who would you like to see at Woodstock 50? Carol, you with me?
Hello. Carol,
there you
oh,
go.
Hi, Carol.
Sorry, Carol. Go ahead.
I'd like Bill Withers.
Bill Withers.
And or the Eagles.
Oh,
that's
the
good.
Eagles. See, the Eagles fit. I mean, we're talking about these artists, and when you say an artist like the Eagles, that would fit at Woodstock. Thanks, Carol.
Yes.
I like it. And Bill Withers.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
So, you know, okay, I keep going back to Coachella because now they call it the old Cella,
yep.
right? So they
yep.
have different bands, and it's a different crowd.
All right.
How do they do it differently, right? So when I went to Coachella, there's yep. lots of standing and mosh pitting and floating around in the, you know. So,
right.
But if you have this, is there seating? Are there areas of seating? Are you know, some people, like our friend that just called, he doesn't want to go to any show ever. Well, maybe because he's not comfortable.
Right.
So can we make this festival, are you sitting on the ground or can we have chairs?
I think it's going to be like Lollapalooza where you're just standing in a field. I'm assuming like the original Woodstock.
Maybe, yeah. but let's think of our audience. And not everyone wants to get on the ground.
I'm with you. I don't want to stand on the ground. I don't want to stand up the entire time. I don't want to sit on the ground.
Yeah.
Maybe you can bring a lawn chair.
Maybe you can. That's good too.
But you know, we're talking about these old artists from the past that fit at the 50th anniversary of Woodstock.
Which is cool because it's 50th anniversary, which is why that's what you're going for, because it is 50 years.
But
you want to see guys of old.
You got to have some new artists. Who's out there that would
but
fit?
Who's out, yeah, that fits that bill.
Right.
Yeah.
Who is that? That's a question, because you need some new blood. Lou, you're on WGN. Hi.
We don't need new artists as long as we've got Carlos Santana alive and Greg Raleigh from the original Santana band.
I agree. Santana's got to be there. Absolutely.
Yeah. Would you Hell go to yeah. the show? If you were given a free ticket, would you go to the show?
I'm old, but I'm not a mean old man.
Would you want to bring a lawn chair in or would you sit on the ground?
No. Chairs are nice, but, you know, we can do some glamping. For example.
No, you're speaking our language, Lou.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
Thank you, Lou. Have a good weekend.
Take care.
All right, man. That's so funny. 312-981-7200. Quick break, and we'll be back right after these. This is 1969 right here. Canned Heat was at Woodstock in 1969.
I can put myself there right now.
Pete McMurray and Jane Monzuris in the Allstate Skyline Studios. We're talking about Woodstock. Woodstock founder Michael Lang said they're going to have a 50th anniversary concert in August. Who would you like to see there? John Fogerty, The Dead & Company, Santana, we've had many votes for.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash & Young.
Uh-huh.
Paul Simon.
312-981-7200. Connor.
Hi. I was just calling in to offer my opinion. I guess I would say that Woodstock was a celebration of counterculture. So if you're going to have bands there, you need people that nobody over 30 has ever heard of.
But you're not going to make any money.
Right. Because it's
Well, that's what they thought of the original Woodstock, but they did okay.
I understand that, but The Who was a mainstream band back in 1969. They were there. The Grateful Dead, mainstream band in 1969. I know it was counterculture, but I think it's changed over the years. They want to have a revival of sorts. But
and is this a celebration of Woodstock from the 60s, or is this a celebration of what's today? That's my question. Where are they trying to go with it? If it's a celebration of today, then it's counterculture.
A little bit of both. Mm. Who are the new artists, though, that you bring in to go with the old? Kid Rock. Would that fit?
No.
Are you sure?
No, Kid Rock.
I feel like Kid Rock would work.
We should ask Connor what he thinks.
I feel like Kid Rock would actually work.
No, I don't think Kid Rock.
John, you're on WGN. Hi. John? John, did you drop the phone? Okay. John must be driving. Drop the phone. Michelle, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I think he mentioned, the last guy mentioned Greg Rowley. How about Journey? They're one of the top bands touring, and they sell out every show.
I don't know if Journey fits, because they're 70s and 80s band, and Steve Perry said he probably wouldn't get back with the original band. I don't know if that works.
Well, they got a good front man now.
Yeah.
Okay. How about Doobie Brothers?
Doobie Brothers? Okay.
Yeah.
Possibly. I like it. Thanks, Michelle.
Those are two really good suggestions. Right. Totally different.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I don't know if Journey fits, though.
Well, I go back to what are we looking for? Do we want a celebration of the old, or do we want something new, right? Or do you want a little bit of old, and then you throw in some new in between?
Or do you have the new artist sing with the old
artist? Journey doesn't fit in with the old artists, but yet Journey could very well have a bunch of other bands built around it, and then it's a totally different feeling. I'm all about the feeling, Pete.
You are about the feeling.
I mean, like, if you want to put, you know, the Foo Fighters there, like, that's a great show, too.
But Dave Grohl embraces the past.
He loves the past.
He does.
Yeah.
And he would play with everybody there. Dave Grohl would be great.
He would jump on the stage with everybody.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
How about Cheap Trick? Do they fit?
Yes, I think they do.
Okay. Jim, you're on WGN. Hi. Jim.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Hey, yeah, I think that they should have Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. They should have Elton John. They should have George Harrison's son. I forget his name.
Oh, I love that. That's a great suggestion.
Okay.
Paul McCartney.
All right. Even though McCartney wasn't there, or Elton John wasn't there originally in 69.
It's okay. They've got great music. They could turn back the time. Look, those guys were the ones who really started the rock and roll back in the 65s, you know?
Okay.
So that's what I think, anyway.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Donnie Harrison is George Harrison's son.
Donnie Harrison.
Yeah.
Dave. Dave, who'd we miss?
Carole King and James Taylor.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that screams the 60s right there.
Yeah, Carole King would be great. James Taylor would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like that. That would
that
fit.
That was really good. I'll write it down. I don't think Elton John would do it. He's retired, though, since
we've... Elton John would never do it.
No.
No way. Yeah. He wouldn't do it.
I don't think so. Unless he helicoptered in, did the show, and helicoptered up.
James, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hey, I got
got two for you. You know, and I'm just thinking now, I think one of them is definitely still alive, and that would be Paul Simon. I don't know, is Art Garfunkel still alive?
Yes, but Paul Simon has retired, but money brings people back.
Exactly. And the second one I would have is, and I know these are, I know you're looking for new people, but these are so 60s-ish, I'm just saying, is we're talking right smack dab in that era. And the other one would be, I know maybe it would be a tough sell to get them all together, at least three out of the four would be the Monkees.
Well, Davy Jones has passed away, but...
The three out of the four. That's yep. Like, yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah.
I would like to see the Monkees as a fan.
Do you know
I
that
like
the Monkees
thanks,
were my first concert ever?
What? Was it really?
Yeah.
Pete, you're on WGN.
Hi, I have two suggestions. One is Sheryl Crow, and the other is Dave Matthews.
Sheryl Crow is a great fit.
I think they both would fit.
I think Dave Matthews would fit, too.
I like both of those.
I agree.
Thank you, Pete.
Okay, I got a quick question. Have you ever heard of Horde Festival?
Horde.
It's the horizons of rock development everywhere.
Remind me where it is.
It used to be at the World Theater.
Okay.
And it's been about 3 years, and it kind of lined up with Lollapalooza, but obviously Lollapalooza lasted. But Horde went away. But it had Sheryl Crow and Dave Matthews.
Okay, I like that.
It was kind of on the lighter side of all of these rock tours that would come through. I remember the Horde tour.
50th anniversary Woodstock this August.
Not to be confused with the Warp tour.
Got it. Right. All right, coming up, Pam will have some news stories from the Northwestern Newsroom next on WGN.